Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Well, it is my pleasure to be welcomed also, and thank you very much, Mary Traveland. Good morning, everybody. We're glad to have you tuned to our program. We're here until 11 o'clock today and hope that you will join us. Join us with a phone call, please. That would be the most appreciated thing in town, because it is not exactly easy to motivate people to think about gardening a couple days before Christmas. So my hope would be that you will pick up that phone, give us a call. Let's talk about the plants at your place. Let's talk about what you're going to do with your landscaping. Let's talk about your poinsettia, or how you protect plants from the wintertime, or how you decide what the best color program would be. Whatever it is, you determine the flow of the program. I hope it flows. I hope it goes somewhere. 800-288-WBAP. I know we'll have callers. It's just a little bit more difficult this time of year, but we're early on a Sunday morning. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. This afternoon at 1:30, I'll be making my final pen sale appearance for the pens that I make. It's a direct fundraiser. 100% of the proceeds from the sale of the pens that I make go to Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is 13 years old. It is a public high school in the McKinney Independent School District. It is for young men and women who have successfully battled the demons of drugs and alcohol at a rehab. And then they have been advised not to go back to their home schools. Sure, they're still vulnerable, but there is no place better for kids in recovery than in a recovery community. And Serenity High is the only public school of that kind in America. And we're proud to stand alongside these kids. We have students from, I think there are 15 ISDs that partner with McKinney this year to send their students there, any students that qualify. Well, it's my pleasure, as a parent who has been down this road, it would have been nice to have had Serenity High there at the time that we needed it. And as a result, I'm happy to help out. I spent 8 hours yesterday turning pens, getting my inventory back where it's been each weekend before each sale. This is the last one. It'll be at 1:30 today at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. And their physical address is 7401 Coit Road. Now, they haven't moved in 20 years. But that is a different street number than they had a couple of years ago. The city renumbered everybody, and so I don't know how old your GPS is, but it might take you to the wrong place. They are 2 miles north of 121, right beside Centennial High School, on the north side of Centennial High School in Frisco. I'll be there at 1:30. I will go through all of the woods at 1:30, and this is the first time I've ever brought the acrylic pens that I turn for a sale. So you'll have both the exotic and rare woods and historic woods that I have, and I'll give you a few of those in a minute, but you'll also see the acrylics that I have been turning. They're just a novelty as much as anything, and they're even going to be on a different table than my wooden pens. The woods that I'll bring today, I have made pens from the century oak at Texas A&M, battle oaks on the UT campus, a live oak from the TCU campus right by Eamon Carter Field. I have ash, and it's figured ash from the location of the George Bush Presidential Library at SMU, the old main oak from Baylor. That's a historic oak that's gone now. I have oak from the library cart at Ohio State University. I bought the entire cart with the OSU inventory tag on it. Have a photo of that before we knocked it down, cut it apart. The treaty oak in Austin, the tree the man tried to kill. Grounds of the Alamo, I have live oak from that facility, from that beautiful landscape. The national champion, largest of its kind, mesquite. It's from Texas. The Goose Island live oak, the oldest tree in Texas. And molding from the Texas State Capitol, walnut from Gettysburg, olive from Bethlehem, mahogany given to me by Byron Nelson. I also have wood from Cowboys Stadium, not from the stadium itself, but a bur oak that was pushed over. I went over the first weekend that they were bulldozing trees and took my little pruning saw and grabbed a couple of branches. And so the pens that I have from Cowboys Stadium are from the location of And I think I have one pen today from the location of the ballpark in Arlington. I've had that wood for a while. And so those and 140 other pens are what I'll be bringing today. Again, I'll be at Shades of Green Nursery. 100% of the proceeds go to Serenity High in McKinney. Each of the pens takes about 2 hours from start to finish to make. That includes all the processes and the steps. So see you at 1:30 today at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. You can see more of the you can see the pens online at neilsperry.com. There is provision there for ordering Wednesday and thereafter from my office. I do not sell online. It would be just way too difficult to keep changing photos all the time. And the pens vary so much from one to the next. Come out and see me this afternoon at 1:30. Today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is sponsored by Whiz-Q Stone, our friends at Whiz-Q Stone, nice people. And let me tell you about the SPCA of Texas McKinney dog. This is Suki. Suki is a beautiful Labrador Retriever mix, a gorgeous smile, adorable white paws. Suki is 2 years old, came to the SPCA of Texas on November 2nd. And her family had moved into a home where pets were not allowed. Suki, I'll bet that hurt. Suki is an active girl who loves regular exercise, mental stimulation to keep her brain busy. Sounds like a three-year-old grandson, I know. Suki is already house-trained, crate-trained, loves children. She gets along well with other dogs, but she isn't the big fan of cats. Come meet this precious girl this afternoon, noon until 6, at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. This is Suki, the beautiful Labrador Retriever mix, 2 years old. And she is at the McKinney shelter of the SPCA. And you can see Suki and all the other adoptable pets at spca.org/findapet. That's just all together, find a pet. SPCA.org/findapet. Just like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Suki's already been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. Bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet and greet. They recommend that and welcome that. They have plenty of room for that. Suki's waiting for you at 8411 Stacy Road. 8411 Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer Road. There are some wonderful dogs and cats there at the SPCA shelter. They're open noon to 6, 7 days a week. I don't think they'll be open Christmas Day. Don't know about tomorrow afternoon. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road, noon to 6, 7 days a week also. The SPCA of Texas, Pet of the Week, sponsored by Whiz-Q Stone. You've heard me talking about the experts at Whiz-Q Stone, leaders across the Metroplex who turn landscape dreams into reality. Well, now the Christmas holidays, Whiz-Q Stone has Christmas lights and they have a sale going on. All of the light strands, wreaths, garlands, bulbs, and much more, 50% off the retail price. The lights are spectacular. They're just like the holiday displays in downtown Fort Worth and the Chesapeake Plaza. Get a jump start for next year's Christmas season fully to customize your Christmas decor with professional grade top quality Christmas lights. They have LED and traditional light strands from 25 feet to 1,000 foot rolls. Retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LEDs in 10 colors and many styles. Stakes and clips for easy installation and all are 50% off the retail price. They also have pre-lit wreaths and garlands. You'll see noticeable differences in quality when you compare them to other outdoor Christmas lighting. And they'll be open tomorrow morning, I am sure. I'm going to give you the phone number. I would suggest that you call, and I'm sure this will go starting Wednesday right after Christmas. They are at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South, and the phone number is 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822, Whiz-Q Stone, Whiz, WHIZ-Q.com. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. I'm proud to have them as sponsors, too, and I'm a happy customer of theirs, so there you are. Let's start. Our first call today is Pat in Grand Prairie. Pat, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question on the winter weeds that are currently out, the broadleaf weeds. Mm-hmm. Can we spray on the warmer days? Would it be effective?
It will be. You need 70 degrees for 48 hours without rain. And we've had a run of that. Normally about the 20th of November, when a forecast looks like that, I will put on my Facebook page, and I'll put on in my electronic newsletter, and I'll say on the air, hey, we have a weather time now that you can treat. Well, we've had several of those. Normally there aren't any starting early December and going until mid-February, and that's going to happen here before long. So I think I'd watch the weather forecast. You need 70 degree days, no rain or irrigation for 48 hours. Doesn't matter much what happens after that. Pat, you're going to need to be patient. It will take the herbicide a while to work in cooler weather, but it will do the job. And if all else fails, then just wait another 6 or 7 weeks, and you'll have plenty of good weather for it.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call. Oh, and by the way, folks, I am not going to greet each of you with a Merry Christmas, because there are a few people out there who get offended by that. I don't explain them. I'm just going to tell anybody who cares right now, I hope you have a fabulous Christmas. Merry, merriest Merry Christmas. Our family's going to. And that's what it's all about. So if that applies to you, hey, a big hug and a Merry Christmas to you right there. And if you greet me that way, you're going to get it back. So I'll tell you that, and you're welcome to do so. All right, we're going to take our first break, and then we have Paul and Charles, a couple guys, and they are in the north suburbs, so we'll get to them in just a moment. Let me tell you first, I'm going to rearrange these, Lee, a little bit, so don't think that I've lost my mind. There's a reason. Arborological Services, for the finest in tree care. This is the company that does the work at my home, because I want the best for my trees. I know how important trees are in a landscape, and so do the people at Arborological Services. Every time I think about this company, I marvel at how Steve Hauser and Kevin Bassett began it 31 years ago. They're still there. Kevin left for a little while. Steve owns it, and Kevin still came back a year or so later, and they've worked together all of that time, and they have been joined by 10 or 11 other certified arborists. Now, they have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists and college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, and two of their employees have been named Texas Arborists of the Year. There's one in the entire state each year, and they have two of them on their staff. They really are good. Their tree climbing crews have won the Texas State Championship. Let's recite it, class. You've heard it. 21 of the 31 times it's been held. Now, whatever it is that you need to have done for your trees, you want the best for those trees, and Arborological Services gives you that. Arborological.com on the web, on Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Dallas area number, 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Fort Worth area number, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Arborological.com, Arborological Services.
Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Sometime this week, we're going to have some heater work done at our home. Have a thermostat that just seems to be doing something funky. We haven't figured it out. And so what did I do? I did exactly what I recommend to you. I called Dallas Plumbing, because they are the best. Since 1903, they have served the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Family-owned by the Downs family all of that time. And this is a commitment to quality service, and that's why they've won the awards. By the way, new customers or customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the past 3 years, you receive $50 off your first plumbing or heating air conditioning service call. Dallas Plumbing Company offers plumbing parts to the public and trade weekdays 9 to 5, Saturdays till noon. That's really special if you're doing some work yourself. You can go to Dallas Plumbing Showroom and pick up all the parts at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. That's 11055 Plano Road in North Dallas, just a mile or so north of LBJ. They also have their kitchen and bath showroom there, and that's where you find the finest in accessories, in all the fixtures for kitchens and baths. We furnished our entire home from there, all of the fixtures from there, about 8 or 9 years ago, and I never dreamed I'd be doing ads for this wonderful company. Now, they're coming to our house for some heating, air conditioning, work this week. They don't even know it. They're hearing this on the air. I did call yesterday and left that message. 214-340-6300. That's the number I called. They serve Dallas and Tarrant counties and all the suburbs. That's 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com. If you enjoy my program, it would mean a lot to me if you'd let our advertisers know. It's sponsors like Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888, on the web, covingtonnursery.com, and Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, on the web, norwayirrigation.com, that's Norway Irrigation. We have a very special offer for you that is very limited, and the limit to it is, I don't know how many calendars we have left. We will take an inventory once Christmas has passed. All of the, please do not call my office to ask if, the status of your order. The people who are working at the office this morning do not have access to that file. They can't help you. And so this is just a placement for new orders. Here is what you have. And if you find that you didn't get it under the Christmas tree Tuesday morning, you need to call our office. You need to order the calendar, because this is the calendar with more than, and you can do it right now. If you just flat, no, I'm not going to get that calendar. I just know I'm not. Then go ahead and order today, please. Because here is what you'll be getting. It's a calendar with more than 10,000 words. It is not an almanac. It is absolutely spot on. A calendar that tells you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and protect all the plants in your landscape and garden. And every possible thing that begins, any question begins with, Neil, when should I do this or that? It's going to be answered in the calendar. Prettiest calendar we've published. It's my 30th annual Texas gardening calendar. You get it at a 1/3 savings by buying it before 11 o'clock today with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Oh, we'll have the magazine going on. We will not have the calendar going on forever, because we're going to run out. And when we're out, the offer goes away without warning. So call. Make sure you get a copy of the calendar. Call right now. Office is open right now until 11 at 1-800-752-GROW. The price, $38.95 for a full year of our magazine, new or renewal. Your copy of the calendar, all of that, huge amount of information, satisfaction guaranteed. $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. Call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. All right. And Paul in Prosper has given up on us. He had a good question that I might have been able to save him a huge amount of work. I hope he'll call back on how to improve soil before planting turf grass. Charles in the Colony, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. I got you on the speaker box for one reason. I'm going to write while you talk.
Okay, it just makes for terrible audio on the radio, but that's okay. Go for it.
Let me hold on. I'll switch over.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
I'll give you plenty of time. All right.
You got me on the phone now?
Oh, that is so okay. Much better. You wouldn't believe. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'd like you to run through the pruning process for knockout roses.
All right, and I know you're going to be trying to cradle the phone, and I understand that, so I can do that.
I want to mention one thing, Neil. I got about 15 of them. Most of them are about 36 inches, but I've got three of them that are 6 feet.
All right.
So.
The answer
I'm
going
to up to you.
Okay. And you know what? You can put me back on speakerphone and just sit there, listen, and unless there's a real crisis in my answer, and you're welcome to come back in, but you can listen and write if you want to that way.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. The pruning of bush roses of any kind is going to be exactly the same. I'm going to put an asterisk with that comment. And that is that you want to prune them to remove 50% of the top growth. You cut them back by half. If they are 3 feet tall, they're going to be 18 inches tall when you're finished. If they're 6 feet tall, they're going to be 3 feet tall when you're finished. And each cut that you make, ideally, should be right above a bud that faces away from the center of the plant so that you encourage outward growth. That assumes that you have room for them to spread. So that's the way. It's done in mid-February, between the 10th and 20th of February. And when I say just above a bud that faces away from the center of the plant, we're talking about a quarter of an inch farther out from that bud so that you don't damage the buds. Now, that is actually information that was put in place for decades for hybrid teas and Floribunda roses and all of that category. Knockouts branch much more freely, and so the technique is the same. The problem is you have three times as much growth to prune. You know, they're very thick. It's kind of like I remember one day in my life that the barber said, "I think I need to use thinning shears on your hair, Neil." I don't remember that recently. I wish I did. And that's kind of what you almost need on knockout roses because they're so dense. So come as close as you can to what I described. Long-handled lopping shears will be your very best friends because they'll keep your arms outside the canopy of the plant. But that's exactly what you have to do. And knockouts do get large, and so many people don't remember that, and they get them in places where they don't have room. There's a median in my hometown that was planted in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and they planted them right to a turnout, a cut through in the median, and those things are going to block anybody's vision. I cannot imagine that that's going to last very long, but what do I know? So we'll see.
Okay. I cut them back that way last year, Neil, but where I cut the main cane back, there's 6-7 new canes coming out of the end of that stub.
That's the way that they grow. That's exactly right. They are very free branching. You probably don't want to cut it to that very same location. Ideally, you might prune just above that. It'll make 5 or 6 times the pruning cuts that you made last year.
That's okay.
And Charles, you may get to a point where you just say, "I'm going to use a gasoline hedge trimmer on these things and treat them more like shrubs than like roses." And I don't think, you know, for a course beginning, that might be a good start to get a lot of those long whips out of the way. That might not be a bad plan, and then you can go back in and selectively remove additional growth that way. But your goal is to take half of the top growth off and reduce the height significantly in the process.
What do you do about all the stubble that's growing out on the sides of the canes?
The stubble comes off. Anything that's not going to bloom, you get out of the way. They'll look very cleaned up when you're through, but it takes patience. It's going to take 30 or 45 minutes per plant to do this right.
Yeah, I understand. Now, on the bud, do you need to clean all of the dirt and mulch and everything back from that
from the graft? No, yeah. No, not at all.
No bother with it.
No.
But you can cut all the canes out of the bud of the graft, except for the 2 or 3 main ones or 4 main ones that came with the plant.
I'm not sure I'm signing on that one.
You're pruning
that you're doing. I'm not talking about the
graft.
When I talk about each cut is made right above a tiny little BB-sized bud that faces out from center. It's a new shoot bud. It's not the graft.
Okay. No, yeah. I'm talking about down at the graft.
You don't even get close to that.
When I bought them, they had like 3 to 5 canes coming out
those,
of them.
That's important. Those are your structural canes.
I got 8 or 10 growing out each graft.
Thin them out if you need to.
Okay.
If you need to, yeah.
Neil, thank you.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thank you much. All right. I'm going to tell you right now about Half Price Books, and I am loving the chance to tell you about Half Price Books. In fact, they have something wonderful for Christmas. I've done this many years, and that is you go in and buy a $25 gift card for somebody very special to you, and let me tell you how much fun that is to go in with $25 in your pocket to spend that somebody cared enough to give you, and that's cool. So your recipients will be really happy with that, and there's a Half Price Bookstore just almost anywhere. They're everywhere. There are 115 of them in the country. And 20 of them are here in the Metroplex. There you go. $25 gift card. And then they give you, for being thoughtful, you're paid to be thoughtful, a $5 bonus gift card that goes to you. And you get to go back in January and spend that yourself. So that's really cool. So my recommendation is buy maybe 1,000 gift cards, and that way you'll have $5,000 of bonus. That's my theory, and my sponsor would be really happy with my ad if you did that. But anyway, when you go into Half Price Books, you're going to find all kinds of bargains. You'll find cheerful employees who are happy to see you come through the door and who know their merchandise, even though that merchandise is different from store to store to store. Half of the merchandise, plus or minus, in each Half Price Books is new. They have bought remainders and special limited editions and all kinds of things for you. And then they also have a collectibles section. Oh, and by the way, they also have music and videos. It's just, these are cool stores. 20 in the Metroplex. You can find a store locator at hpb.com. That's Half Price Books.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Our home landscape school is scheduled for and will happen on Saturday, January 26th, just about a month away. And we are proud that AgPower in McKinney is a sponsor of the 2013 Home Landscape School. With AgPower's utility vehicles and tools, you'll get that job done right. Now, the Home Landscape School's objective will be to teach you how to design a landscape plan to scale. You'll learn principles of good design. What are the best trees and shrubs and annuals and perennials? How can you have a beautiful lawn? We'll cover all of that. Effective entries and front gardens and how to have fun and functional backyards and patios. We'll cover all of that and how to design it to scale. I'll be teaching more than I've ever taught before in this 18th annual Home Landscape School. Also joining me on the stage at various times during the day will be Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum and Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford. They are two of my really good friends, and they are just top-notch horticulturists. All day in the classroom on Saturday, January 26th at the Plano Center, Convention Center in Plano. And then 2 weeks later, we will give you a 30-minute landscape consultation to finish your landscape plan February 9 or 10. This always sells out. It's going to sell out again. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people. And you can call our office and sign up right now. This makes a wonderful Christmas gift. It's just a lot of fun. We've been doing it a long time. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. Again, it's Saturday, January 26, all day, and then your choice for 30 minutes on either February 9 or 10. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11 today. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, my friend Jerry Overton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. We've got 51 degrees at 8:30. A recent hire leaving the Dallas schools. We'll get the details after your first weather and traffic, and we'll start with the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Partly sunny, breezy, warmer today. We're going to get up to about 70 degrees. Winds are going to be 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusting. Then tonight, clear with a low of 38 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be cooler, partly sunny, a high of 53. And then Christmas Day, that's when we're going to see the real change. You're going to see rain changing to sleet, then maybe into some snow by afternoon on Christmas Day. High is going to be 44, and it's going to fall to freezing by late in the afternoon. Winds are going to be out of the north, 25 to 35 miles per hour and gusting. Currently, 51 degrees at DFW Airport, 56 at Love Field at Fort Worth Meacham. It is cloudy and 52 degrees. Now the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
And as you head through Garland, a new problem to report, an accident along 635 LBJ eastbound at the exit to Northwest Highway. This report brought to you by Walgreens. This season, celebrate at the corner of What a Party and What a Cinch. Because Walgreens makes it easy to stock up with festive decor, tasty treats like Hershey's Kisses, chocolates, and more. And most stores are open until midnight. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Lane Brooks.
The communication director of the city's school district is planning to resign after her $185,000 annual salary was broadly criticized. Dallas School Superintendent Mike Miles hired Jennifer Sprague back in the spring. Sprague had worked with Miles at his former school district in Colorado Springs. The Christmas clock is ticking down, but don't worry if you still don't have the right present. Shopper Jeffrey Siegel says his last-minute strategy, well, it's a pocketful of gift cards.
The easiest thing, I think it's appreciated, and let my wife go out and pick what she likes.
And if you were out shopping yesterday, you know how busy retailers were on the last Saturday before Christmas. Some experts predicting sales from the so-called Super Saturday will equal or pass Black Friday sales this year. Newtown, Connecticut's been inundated with gifts from strangers from around the world in the wake of the deadly school shootings there. Grateful social workers say the donations, including about 60,000 teddy bears, are now more than the town can handle. They're suggesting those gifts be sent to organizations that serve needy children elsewhere in memory of those killed in Newtown. One of the safest cities in the country is right here in the Metroplex.
According to the latest FBI's Uniform Crime Report, the city of Murphy comes in second in the state in terms of the lowest number of violent and property crimes when compared to other cities with populations between 10,000 and 100,000. When listing all Texas cities in the population range, Murphy has the fourth lowest number of violent and property crimes. The city reported only 11 violent crimes in 2011. I'm Frieda Ross, 24/7 News.
Looking for a high today of 70 degrees. It is 51 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening's next on WBAP.
And there were shepherds living out on the fields nearby, and an angel appeared and said to them, "I bring you good news. Today a Savior has been born." Today, people still need to hear the news. And while the news has never been as good as that first broadcast some 2,000 years ago, we'll keep working faithfully in the hope that someday history repeats itself. Merry Christmas. From News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
It's the best Christmas gift, a copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with 10,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. All of it just $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
Great people. Thank you very much. A quick reminder, this afternoon, pen sale, my final pen sale for the Christmas season 2012 will be at Shades of Green Nursery, and their fairly new address. They have not moved, but the city renumbered them, or somebody did. Somebody stuck them with a different address. 7401 Coit Road in Frisco. They're 2 miles north of 121 on Coit. They're 1 mile south of Main Street on Coit, and I will be there at 1:30, and I'm well aware that the Cowboys are playing. I know. I try to schedule these all at a consistent time, and this one got me with the Cowboys game. And there will be people there who say, "I really don't care," and that's okay, and that's fine. And there will be people who will say, "I paused it on TiVo, and I'm going home and I'll finish the game." And we will have an agreement within the crowd that is there, the group, that we won't be discussing what's going on. Any headphones, you'll have to keep it to yourselves. Anyway, that's at 1:30 today. All of the proceeds from my pen sales go to Serenity High in McKinney, the Recovery High School. I mentioned that half an hour ago, and I'll give you a list of some of the things that I'll be bringing this afternoon. I make all of these, and I spend a good bit of time on them and have some investment in cash in them, but I don't keep any of that. I do it because I love the kids at Serenity, and you would too if you were there. You'd understand. Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean. This is an advertiser, a company that has been with me for 32 years on the radio. That is a friendship. That is long ago beyond a business relationship. They're just friends, and they are wonderful people. We are going to, once again, be customers of theirs. upstairs in the next week or two as my wife completes the remodeling. I've been helping her, but now it's a matter of her putting her office back together and getting everything organized so that we can find the floor again in a couple of the rooms. I don't think she'd be embarrassed. She's worked so hard on it. And Dalworth Clean will get that call. They're coming out to do some miracles like they always do. They're just the best. $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Cleaned. Now, you can book online right now. They are closed today. I don't know what their schedule is tomorrow. You'll just have to call and find out. But it's 214 or 817-267-8433. $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Cleaned. And it's 267-8433, your local area code, and then that number. And they also do all other kinds of floor magic. They clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. They've been in business a long time, and they're just the best. 214 or 817-267-8433. Book online at dalworth.com. You can see a lot more about the company at the website, and that's Dalworth Clean. 214 or 817-267-8433.
Niels Berry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
All right, thank you, Mary Travelin. Mary is with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the water, garden, and pond supply company. She's my announcer and is an advertiser here, so I appreciate her on all those different bases. Michelle Shook is screening for me today, and I very much appreciate Michelle. She's also my sales rep for everything that I have in radio and in print. And Lee Riza is running the boards, and that means we're going to have a good program. You know Jerry Overton. You hear him all the time on the weekends at WBAP. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Paul in Prosper, who has called back in. I'm glad you got back through, Paul. How can I help you?
Hi, Neil. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great.
Okay, good. I'm a little frustrated. We moved to Prosper not long ago from Flower Mound, and the topsoil where we moved I just can't seem to grow grass on it very well at all. I'm wondering if there's any way that I can improve the topsoil by, you know, applying something to it.
Yeah, I think I can help you, and a lot of people obsess over trying to do too much for topsoil, for turf grass. What you had in Flower Mound was some of the best soil that we have in the Metroplex. What you have in Prosper, in some parts of Prosper, passes loosely as topsoil and is really just kind of a skiff of something on top of white caliche rock. You don't have to go down very far. How deep is your black soil before you hit rock?
Neil, it's, you know, in some places, it's no more than a quarter of an inch.
Yeah. All right. The answer is that you should probably not try to, in fact, there's absolutely, definitely, you do not want to try to add organic matter. If you were creating flower beds or vegetable gardens, that would be the first thing I would say is add a lot of organic matter. But I also would probably say bring in additional soil. If in some areas of your lawn you could add 2 or 3 inches of soil, even if it was just the black clay soil, in fact, it probably should be just the black clay, that would give you a little more reservoir to hold water and nutrients. A quarter inch is not much to go on. What happens is that you just don't have the soil to hold the water and the fertilizer, the nutrients, and so you have to apply less at a time, much more often than you did in Flower Mound, where your soils were much better. And I will remember forever a photograph that I was sent as a garden writer, and it was from one of the nation's largest fertilizer manufacturers. It was out on their parking lot. It happened to be from the north. It was bluegrass sod that had been planted 21 years earlier on top of the asphalt parking lot and maintained using only their fertilizer and water and proper mowing. And they had a 21-year-old girl standing on it saying, "This was done the day I was born." And the grass looked fabulous. So it can be done when you don't have any soil. It's just that you have to be on top of stuff a lot better. Common Bermuda grass is by far your best choice. And it can you see Bermuda grass growing in ditches. You see it growing in cracks in highways. It will grow in foreboding conditions. You'll need to fertilize probably 5 times, and maybe at 3/4 the normal recommended rate. You would fertilize for the first time, this is for you only. This is not a schedule for anybody else. This one's just for you.
Okay.
You would fertilize the early part of April, and then on 6 or 7 week increments until late September, early October. No later than the 10th of October. And that'll keep a little bit of nutrition there all the time to keep the grass going. And then you're going to have to water probably a couple times a week in the summer. That may be all you're allowed to water, and you'll just kind of have to hope for the best. The grass won't die. If you get in a horrible water curtailment and you only water weekly, the grass won't die. It just won't look beautiful, but there will be time for that later if we get off curtailments. I don't know what's going to happen. It's just the trend is not good right now. So that's what I would say to you. But do not, other than just bringing more topsoil in, if that's possible, without changing the flow of runoff, so that your living room fills with water when it rains. You don't want to do that. But otherwise, that's the best thing. So many people want to bring in potting soil and all kinds of stuff, and organic matter decays. It goes away, and you have no way to replenish it later when after it's decayed. So that's the part that's different from flower beds. Long answer, but that's why I was hoping you'd call back. I thought I could save you a lot of money.
Yeah, and you know, the problem I'm having, you know, and like you said, the Bermuda that is not, you know, the new Bermuda's good. You know, I just overseeded with rye, you know, for the first time probably a month ago, and the rye is just, you know, I'm having a real hard time getting it to take.
The only rye that looks really good, if you did it a month ago, it was too late. I was late on getting mine out, and I was a little bit earlier than that, probably 3 weeks earlier than that. And the only rye that looks really good in North Texas right now is that is irrigated more than I'm comfortable watering. You do it, in my case, I plant rye hoping for rains in the fall, and it's been extraordinarily dry, and so my rye looks not as good as it normally does. It's looking better now, but it needs a few more rains. But just hang in there. You're going to be fine. Just remember, it's like somebody who's had stomach surgery. You got to do less at a time and do it more often.
Thank you so much, Dan.
You're welcome very much. Thanks for the call back. Mike and Hazel, I just knew I was going to get to you in that segment. I promise you, right on the other side of this break. I don't want to get myself so far off target radio clock here. So you're coming up next on Seeding Fescue or Rye in Small Shaded Pasture Setting. I don't normally talk about pastures very much, but I can sure handle that one, and we need to visit. We really need to visit, as you kind of heard on that answer. The offer from my calendar goes on until 11 today. It'll go on beyond that. I'm sure we're not going to run out of calendars today, but it won't be a very long. I printed fewer this year, and we had a huge rush back about 3 weeks ago. By the way, as I mentioned, I want to tell you, the people working at my office today do not have access to the computer files for past orders. It is just different personnel, and so please don't call with the request of where's my this or that. We can't tell you that. You'll need to call back during the week. Anyway, here's the point of the offer. This is a calendar offer with a magazine subscription. The total price is $38.95, and I will guarantee your satisfaction with what I'm about to say, or I'll refund your money. The calendar alone will pay for the cost of the entire order, and here's how it does so. It has more than 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets, that tell you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. When do you fertilize Bermuda grass? It is covered in the calendar. Very specifically, hundreds of bullets, 10,000 words telling you when to do all of those things, a lovely calendar that's as pretty as any you find in the bookstores, and you get a full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the country. Our 27th year with the magazine, my 30th annual calendar, all for $38.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. Call before 11 today. Call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Need beautiful giant holiday landscaping decorations? They're available at Dixon Brothers. Dazzle your lawn day and night for the holidays. You might win best decorated home in your neighborhood with these lightweight, easy-to-install decorations. Stock is limited, so don't delay. Still looking for the perfect holiday gift? Gift certificates from Dixon Brothers. They can be used for automatic pool covers, pool sweeps, winterizing kits, spa aromatherapy, and much more. Don't have a freeze guard yet? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 and make an appointment to get one. The freeze guard keeps your pool system running automatically during freezing temperatures and protects the equipment from costly winter damage. Dixon Brothers' professional service team can address any other pool repairs you may need. Call 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for all aquatic needs. If it's water-related, Dixon Brothers has it for you. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. 972-288-7537. That's D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm a recovering drug addict. Before Serenity High, my life was a mess. I was stuck in a drug world with friends that weren't actual friends of mine. They just sold me drugs. I was punching holes in walls in my room. I was angry all the time. Serenity High is a sober school for kids that have drug problems and that have been in a rehab treatment center and don't want to have those problems again. Serenity High is a small school, and that's good because we are a family and we can be close to each other. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I'm here, I've had the chance to recreate myself, recreate my relationship with my family, and it's been wonderful.
I was out at Serenity a Thursday morning, and I recorded several young men and women, and you'll hear their voices coming up here before long, and I was just telling Lee off the air some of the most powerful statements of gratitude for Serenity High and determination for recovery. If you don't think you have a drug or alcohol problem with a teenager or a grandchild, I mean, you can't impact grandchildren much, you're kind of at arm's length there, but this is a common problem. And thank you, Greg, for that very powerful message. And there is a lot of hope. A lot of great things happen at Serenity High in McKinney, serenityhigh.org. Let me tell you about Encore Electric Service right now. Anytime there is power outage, you hear Encore saying, yep, we got 7,500 homes without power or 50,000 here or there, and it's an ongoing process. And a big part of that problem is tree limbs that hang over the power lines. And you may be tempted to go out there and start working on those power lines, on those tree limbs. You know, don't do that. Just do not do that. Call the pros in. In fact, there are several numbers I'm going to give you right now, but a certified arborist also would know what can be done and what should be left to other specialists. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your power tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore. They want to be there to help you. 888-313-6862. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. In fact, those are high voltage lines, and the tree limbs can be conductors, and you know what could happen. If a tree is making contact with a power line, causing sparking or a fire, get out of the way and call 911 right away. That is an emergency, 911. If you see smoke or a fire from power lines in trees, 911. Before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where the underground electric lines are located, and that is an 811 phone call, 811. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. Mike and Hazel's been waiting like a trooper, and Mike, I appreciate you. How can I help?
Well, good morning, Neil.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thank you. Same to you.
I've got a small pasture, it's in the areas where there's sun, there's Bermuda grass grows, but there's quite a few big pecan trees, and nothing will pretty much grow under them, but I've found that fescue will. I put out a beef builder Bermuda, usually, you know, in the wintertime, in the fall, and I had bought some fescue and some the ryegrass to plant. I bought it in about the 1st of October. And kept waiting on a little rain to put it out after the rain and never got it.
I guess
yes, sir.
No, I just was chuckling. I've done the same thing. I understand. It'll drive you crazy.
But I guess my question is, if we get a little rain, is it too late? And if it is, if it would be better to wait till next year, how do I store the grass seed?
You would store it cool and dry, and so it needs to come into the house, not in the garage. It needs, if you had a utility refrigerator, you could put it in at 45 or 50 degrees, and then seal it so that it doesn't get any humidity. That'd be ideal. It's too cool now for it to germinate. Even ryegrass would not germinate now. I want to say something just so I don't forget. I do not equate fescue and ryegrass. They are the only places that they are similar is that they're both cool season grasses, meaning that they do most of their growing during the cool weather, and the fact that they are grown from seed. Those things are the same. But fescue is perennial, and it is not a grass that most people should use to overseed a lawn because you can't get rid of it. It won't hang around very well in an open field or a big landscape very well unless you just water it to the end of the water tank in the summertime. And then plus it just kind of melts away in the heat anyway, so you still have to plant it each September. I have, beneath my pecan trees, I have turned to perennial ryegrass. It is not perennial, but it tends to hang around longer in late spring. I have some annual rye, buy a bag of each, and I have some areas that I know I'm not going to be able to water very much, and so the annual rye doesn't go nuts on me. It tends to be much coarser textured. But I would use rye in future years and let the fescue kind of play away over time, and the rye will die away in mid-May, and then you do have that bare look during the summertime. But by then everything else is green and it's not quite as noticeable, at least at my home. That's the advice I'd have. Fescue isn't going to make it beneath your pecans either, at least not in my experience. I tried it 10 years in a row. I was determined. One other suggestion, Mike. I always tell people that having rye overseeding does not use additional water, and I'm about to disprove that comment. If you are wanting to plant in October like you ought to, or even late September, watering it once to get it started is good. It doesn't have to be much of a watering, but I'd get it started rather than waiting to sow it for a rain, because if you plant it, get a heavy rain, you could lose all your seed. It's better to get it rooted in on your terms with a light water, with a moderate watering. So that's what I have, and the dance man tells me I'm out of time. So I appreciate your call very much. Folks, give us a call. I have Will and Julie and Ricardo waiting, and we'll get to them coming up next. I'll give you the number a little bit later. We're here for two more hours. I'm going to say it again, Merry Christmas, and I hope it's a great one, but we'll be right back.